Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, Brian.
Our headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. So what do you put on your eggs, and how do you prepare your eggs? I only have eggs scrambled.
I'm not doing this.
I don't like to eat the yolk.
Or she asks us a question and answers it and goes on a tirade.
Or she sets us up for a D's Nuts joke.
Oh, you're going to D's Nuts us again.
No.
Got him.
And my hatred for eggs, it goes back to my dad.
No, what happened?
Because he made me eat...
Sloppy, slimy eggs?
Yes, and I threw up.
You should have put a butcher knife to his neck.
No, should have.
I wouldn't have, because he would have probably yanked it out of my hand and killed me, because he's a Marine.
That's true.
My God, let's not say that about Marines.
Well,
what, that they don't know how to fight?
He told me.
Were you wearing a kimono or anything?
He says, you better not sass me, little girl.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the way grandmas talked about little girls. Instead of calling them a bitch, you'd call them sassy pants.
Uh-huh.
You know that's what they meant.
You eat your eggs and I'm going to send you to your room.
Oh, what's, or if they're kind of being a bitch, you salty today. You salty.
Yeah, salty. Anyways, salty. How do you like your eggs?
I like mine sunny side up, over medium.
I got to play it for you.
I like to cut the white off and eat the white and then try to keep the yolk intact on my spoon.
Could you consider this a PSA? I feel like it's, you know, constructive for the audience.
Only if it's by someone who can clog like it's their damn job.
The one and only.
And I took the butcher knife and put it up to her neck. I said, if you want to live to see tomorrow, you better start frying them eggs a little bit better than what you're frying. And I'm tired of eating sloppy, slimy eggs.
I think we all are tired of that.
Tired of.
Yeah.
The more you know. Huh. Insert here.
Yeah, where's the star in the rainbow?
I don't want anything slimy like that.
Oh. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Well, oh, you wouldn't have had your own Nickelodeon show, nor would you have went to the awards.
No, I wouldn't have.
Butcher knife to her neck.
That ain't it, fat boy, you dummy. That's Netflix.
Even then, I think it's gross to put certain things on your eggs, too.
Like this?
Fallopian tubes.
I know.
It's easily accessible.
They're not in season. Silly me.
I still have my eggs, but I don't have a uterus.
Come on. God. All right. You know what? It's like pulling teeth to get her to say certain things. Other things, she's wide open.
I know. She'll
like
tell you her
medical
history.
Catholic church in a big city. Always open.
Okay. She will violate her own HIPAA.
Okay. So.
Just from the conversation.
She can, I think. We can't violate her HIPAA.
Uh-oh. And how would you know? All right. So.
You know, we'll find out.
I think it's really gross when you pour things over your eggs, like
something that rhymes with kiss.
Hot toss.
That's even worse. Ketchup. It's disgusting if you see someone.
Yeah, I'm not a ketchup fan personally.
But Heinz, they're trying to normalize that, pouring ketchup over eggs, and they're adding labels that say breakfast ketchup.
You support the Carey family if you get Heinz.
You do.
So you know.
You
to
do.
The bottles?
I support Laura and her kids.
Okay.
The Lynn family.
All right.
Get all my dollar raised.
So you'll see these ketchup bottles at Waffle Houses around the country, and they claim 1 in 4 people use ketchup at breakfast.
That's smart. Well, no, yeah. I mean, with hot fries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why not?
Smart. I mean, they're doing it. Now, you know what? Who's a big maker of syrup?
Syrup.
Like a name brand one. Like Mrs. Buttersworth, they still make that, or is that offensive?
Did they make Aunt Jemima still?
No, it was Pearl River.
Log Cabin, that's a good one.
Yeah. Okay, so Log Cabin should start making a dinner syrup.
Different flavors, that could
fight
work.
Back.
Mm-hmm.
Dinner syrup.
I miss pancakes.
I want to go have breakfast for dinner tonight, but like at a, like,
best.
Not a Waffle House, but esque. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yep.
Somebody needs to bring back a diner. Like just a diner. Not a hole in the wall scummy where the guy's smoking cigarettes while he cooks your eggs, but like, you know, it's kind of like, it don't even have to be open all night until 11.
You want the the employees to be able to pass the drug test?
Yeah, I'd like that. I'd like to administer them.
And to get good waffles and...
I love breakfast at dinner, but I hate doing it myself.
Shrimp and grits is the best.
I've noticed that people that have a hard-on for condiments love putting them on everything all the time.
I have a problem with condiments.
Like, they just don't see the point. You know,
like you will, they tried to combat people like you years ago and started charging you like 25, 50 cents per extra packet. Do you pay up for that?
No.
See, still
25. Yeah, that's the going rate, right? Are you going to turn down
the shirt down a little bit?
Yeah, imagine you're a 16-year-old kid working your summer job at the drive-thru. Paige comes through for lunch wanting extra condiments.
Can I have some extra hot sauce, please?
And that, what, she's that leopard print horse shirt she's wearing right now?
That's not a horse shirt. That looks...
It's a Michael Kors shirt. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's not. It's whores. Not Kors. Not whores.
Now, if the kid points that out, you know, you ain't gonna get free sauce.
No.
Can I have some extra?
If the kid points it out, like he's not into women.
Yes.
If he recognizes that, it's
and
a Michael Kors
say,
shirt.
At a certain restaurant, I say, "Can I have white, yellow, and green sauce, please?"
I said, "Oh, I don't know. I'll give it to
like
your shirt.
One of everything, because I like to dip everything.
I'd like a coffee, black in a minute, white." Remember that? Mm-hmm.
What the kid says, if you like one of everything, would you like two of these?
Sure.
Did they still call...
it's starting to turn.
Is Polynesian sauce at Chick-fil-A called Samoan sauce?
I don't support it either way.
Yeah, because they got away from
thing.
Polynesians.
With nuggets, you can't just have one sauce, like barbecue or whatever, or ranch.
Well, you got like
one
a,
of every.
Well, I can't call it that.
You're so indecisive. You probably like Napoleon ice cream, don't you?
I do.
You know that term?
Yeah, it is.
You know that term?
I love it. I love it. People fall for that every time.
That term.
I do love it.
Yeah. She does love it. Yeah. I ain't fighting both of y'all today. I'll tell you that.
I mean, it's like, okay, when you go to get ice cream, do you automatically not look around and see which one you want to get? And it takes a while to make up your mind.
I think Baskin-Robbins. Go ahead, Fat Boy.
No, no, it was just literally that's what it was, yeah.
I think Baskin-Robbins, if they look back, they would say, you realize if we only had three flavors up here, the turnover we could have had instead of having these big diabetics like me and my family standing there just looking at all of them. Man, I don't know. Strawberry cheesecake sounds like good ice cream. Does it?
Yeah.
Does it sound like good ice cream?
Yeah, I'll probably say that as Scoops
and
Karma.
Cotton candy ice cream? What?
Usually my favorite milkshake is vanilla.
That's
I don't know why, but I like different kind of ice cream.
Oh, you're a supremacist.
No,
you really are.
I'm not.
For vanilla, you
he didn't say you had a problem with it. He just pointed it out.
Well, how often do you get strawberry in
there? What are you trying
to
say?
Probably not very often.
I mean, you can do more combinations with it.
My vanilla. Favorite pizza from Pizza Hut is a supreme. Any issues with that?
Yeah. Where did the pizza pizza? Where did the pizza pizza pay his traffic ticket?
Fat Boy's a meat lover.
I do get the meat lovers.
What if I just get plain cheese or a vegetarian? Do you hate me?
No, I'm just not going to eat it.
I call you boring. I mean, really, like, that's boring. Like,
what,
are you serious?
Cheese? Yeah.
Oh, he'd call you liberal if you got a vegetarian pizza.
Really? Because I would have to get half meat lovers and half vegetarian when I get a pizza.
Wow.
Because that's what...
You like Almond Joys and Mounds both, don't you?
My husband did. He was a meat lover.
Like, sometimes I feel like a nut, sometimes I don't.
And I like a vegetarian pizza.
Man,
sorry.
I found a good pizza place, and I want to give them props, but your price is way too high. I shouldn't be paying $30 for a large pizza.
Mom and Pop.
Yep.
See, I know. It's tough.
$30.
It's tough.
Dang.
But look at it this way. And
that would be a big one.
I've been there with you before, but that $30 toward, like when I buy local and spend locally, like I look at that $30 meaning like $30 back into the community versus like $10 that's going up to Chicago or
I wish I could see it
that LA way. Or what. I try to, but it's hard to argue sometimes. I mean, it's like... Even Walmart is like, God, man, what y'all doing in here?
I see it as local mom and pop trying to split me between the cheeks so they can keep their operation running while I'm hurting in the wallet.
Well, yeah, but and then you'll have the naysayers who say, yeah, but if that mom and pop opened up four or five locations and suddenly they're going to be like a little Walmart.
Wow.
And it's like, well, you can't win for losing, can you?
They can't. They aren't that until they start opening sweatshops in other countries.
You seen the commercials? They sell Rolexes now.
Oh, my God. You know, Walt Goggins caught so much crap over that endorsement.
I don't doubt it. I don't, because he seems like he would be on.
Not for me, though.
I don't know. Isn't it weird to look at businesses as like, you look at them politically, like Walmart, you look at politically, Chick-fil-A, many look at politically.
But you know what? I love going to both of them.
I do. I enjoy them both.
I'm a big Walmart mark. I will not deny it.
But if Prime shipped Chick-fil-A, you would order through them, wouldn't you?
Probably.
Same day shipping, yes.
Some of them cut that out. Some local chicken establishments will say it won't deliver anymore. They used to deliver themselves. Now they won't.
Oh, probably insurance. Insurance is the true evil in this world. I mean, it really is.
And it's not regulated. Come on, man.
Like, a small example. My mom paid for I don't know how long on a policy. You know, she had several. The check came. It was for $242. That it was a long policy. And you know, she had another one that had she lived to have been 80 years old, it would have totally canceled. Like, what sense does that make?
Should have been cheers.
So pissed. You think that, you know what? Cheers. You live to be 80. We're going to give you the whole thing now. But if you live to be 80, you must be doing something good. You ain't going to need none of this.
Did her Social Security stop yet?
Dude, it stopped, I want to say, within 48 hours.
Yeah, same with my dad.
Like, up until Trump, I could have got my mama's Social Security for like four more years, man.
I was like, how do we have an issue with it now still if they canceled them that quick?
I know. It's like literally within 48 hours and like a registered letter that they had to send saying, hey, just in case your mother is still alive, congratulations, and we'd like to start this back up. But we think she's gone. Within 40, and I was like, God, the way that information is just input into a computer and then it goes out to all the agencies. Stop paying now.
I got a letter that says, we don't know what Chumba Casino is, but we're very sorry that your dad's roommates spent that on as his last purchase on his car.
No way.
I don't know what the hell it is.
Chumba roommates?
The casino, whatever a Chumba Casino is.
Oh, Chumba.
Yeah, they're worth $1,000 to that.
I think that was the race drug was in on
it might Saturday. Have been.
Good being. All right, Paige, thank you again. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We've got celebrity birthdays to do. Of course, there'll probably be some suckets in there. Praying for some heavenlies. We'll get into that and a whole bunch more next. Happy Monday.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys morning.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Show. Rise, guys, I got show number for the f*** off Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318.
This guy, and it's interesting this comes up because he's also done with fussing, but he might have the most interesting P1 name, at least of right now.
Of right now.
I don't want to say that we've ever heard, but at least right now.
Hmm. Some of the best ones we actually made up ourselves. People would call and say, man, I don't have any idea. Well, tell us about yourself. And then that would just roll with it right then and there.
I'm fat and I'm on the sex offender registry, guys. Give me a name.
What's up, fat sus?
Fat kid blank.
You know that one's taken already. 864-241-4318.
Yeah, this is P1. Ask your girl what my tastes like. Yeah, I think y'all should be done with that Facebook fussing. No different than that stupid called Ring of Fire. This way you'll have more to talk about than dildos. I swear, I don't think Matt Man could go one damn show without some shape of dildo talk. F***ing A, man.
Now listen to what you just said at the end, though.
It's Matt Man.
That's all you thinking about. That's the last three words he just said. Probably what he's doing right now listening.
Can I
get that last clip again?
Well, can we tell the story of that? What was it exactly?
When I was in middle school, I won't say the person's name because they've given their life to Jesus and they don't want me to talk about it. They were one of those that said, hey, I enjoy the fun memory stories, but don't mention my name. He would ride the bus. I was not a bus rider, but if I would go like stay at his house or whatever, I'd ride the bus home with him. There was a different bus that day, and someone had carved a saying into the leather bus seat, and it said, "Raise hell, effing a dude." And my friend and I had the discussion on, is it like, raise hell, blank an A, dude? Or was that how you raised hell, was by blanking a dude? There was no commas, kind of real good grammar with the knife into leather, but...
We kept saying it for years and years. I remember now, it was one of the same...
Anytime anybody would ever say the term, raise hell, we'd always say, blanking a dude. But it was blanking a dude.
It was in the bus.
Unless they borrowed one of Eastside's buses that day.
If you, this guy is not nice at all, and he's picking up on something Matt was talking about a couple weeks ago.
Oh, God.
Talk about the zipper lane in traffic.
Okay, then.
Okay.
Let's talk about it. 864-241-4318.
So I want to give some f***s to drivers, and Mattman touched on this, I don't know, a week or two ago, about people merging. But I will put it out publicly. If you're on Howell Road, you know good and damn well that it goes down to two lanes, and you all get over there in the motherfucker in right lane thinking you're going to sneak by. Well, guess what, motherfucker? You ain't getting by. Mm-mm. I'm going to ride the ass of the person in front of me,
right,
and you ain't getting over. Already run one off into a ditch, and I'll run your ass off into a ditch, too. Get your ass behind me. I ain't letting you merge because you done made a mistake 2 miles back and didn't get over. You know good and damn well it merges up there, so you. All of you. I ain't letting your ass over. Get the f*** off the road. You don't belong there.
That's real talk. That's real. I know the way it works, but I also know the way common courtesy works.
Does not exist.
No.
Not on the highway.
Absolutely.
Does so you not. Think it's completely rude for people to move over in front of you?
I get that it's a zipper lane, but when that zipper lane, the one that is the one that, yes, you have to merge, I don't. If it's not a full lane anymore and it starts closing like a pizza and it starts, you get your ass over. That's not continue to ride it on out.
Yeah.
You will go into a ditch or a wall, and I will get not a ticket. 864-241-4318.
Hey, guys. I've been living down here 3.5 years or so. I love living down here. I just got one question to ask you. Why is it all you f***ing ass from the South blame everything on the f***ing Yankees? You think we're all that bad? Really, you ought to try going to the West Coast and talking to some of them jerk-offs out there. Them f***ing people are jerks. At least the people from the North will tell you like it is and they won't lie to your face. People out on the West Coast are real jerks. I've been there. That's why I came back to the East Coast. Quit blaming everything on the damn Yankees. Kicked your ass once already. Enough of that bullshit.
You and Ireland and Germany combined efforts to beat our ass. I know history now, bud. I don't get my history from Ken Dan Burns.
You're right.
I get it from everything else.
Ken Burns.
Y'all. Yeah, I will say this. Your men were like, I'm not leaving my job or my business to go fight in this war. And you're like, what are we going to do? Let's give a plot of land to Irish immigrants and German immigrants.
Okay.
But here's the thing. I feel, and I think that young man will agree with me on this. I look at that the same way I look at the rap battles. I'm East Coast. I'm just saying. I'm East Coast.
This is really specific. Mike and Melanie, this is for you.
Is that from Billy Gardell was on that?
No, I think it was on.
It was Mike and Molly.
Mike and James get married or whatever.
Yeah.
Mike and Larry.
Mike and Mary make a porno.
Mike and Mike make another one.
What did Ben and Jerry make a porno? Is that what it was?
I think it was.
You know what, Mike and Melanie? I'm going to say, you pieces of dumbass motherfuckers. Your sister's in a fucking hospital, and you don't even give two about her. And y'all are supposed to be the mature people here. You know what? You and your stupid little kids. Go to hell.
Oh, man, wow, what the kids do?
Well, you got the kids involved, man. Come on. They didn't ask to be born. How about that?
Yeah.
If they did, that'd be really weird.
That would be weird. And, like, would they ask you in a baby voice, or would they ask you in, like, their adult voice?
What would that sound like?
Kids?
Hey, you got room down there for this guy? You save room for one more? I'm tired of just floating out here in the unknown.
If you adopt a highway, are you responsible for every pothole on your highway?
Yeah.
So you have to fix it.
No.
I think you're only adopting
to clean
the sides of the roads, not the actual highway.
Well, that's right away.
Because if I adopt the highway, I'm going to turn it into a toll road. I'm going to make some money off that bitch.
And I knew somebody that had to do the road pumpkin thing, and he found a hand on the side of the road. Isn't that creepy?
I thought you said road blumpkin. I was like, well, I was kind of interested.
Pumpkin, it's like big,
there.
Big orange bags.
Oh, you'd know about big pumpkins, wouldn't you?
I'm about sick and tired of seeing all the God bless them litter on the damn roads. Clean your up. Stop putting it on the roadways. Put it in the trash can. I know your mother raised you better. We're turning into a third world country. This is disgusting. Stop being disgusting and nasty. That is all.
Amen to that.
I love the
that
man.
Is all.
Can I
love that.
Can I add something to the trash?
I wish
thing?
You wouldn't.
I
please,
need to.
Please do.
People cannot put the bags inside a dumpster. What's wrong with that? Because I've gone down to mine.
I've thought about that.
That pisses me off.
I think some people adopt the highway to pick up the trash. Others will just go by and pick up the bags. I think that. But yeah. I'm like you. Like, why not just
put it in.
Work together the same day instead of leaving all that crap laying by. But that person, not sure, they're absolutely right. I see that more and more now where, I don't know. I don't know who the hell they think is going to pick it up. And also, I think those people must not like, I don't think, do you litter in your own neighborhood?
Yeah.
You do?
No.
Well, what are you answering?
Busted.
But my neighbors do that.
But
that's
the thing. Like, if you littering itself is stupid. I mean, it really is. It just looks like crap, and it screws up nature. And I'm not looking at it from a Democratic kind of way, but just more or less, you know, it just looks bad. Let's it's
like,
whatever.
It's like you tend on taking your trash out, but you're going to leave it out by your front door all day long. Nobody wants to see that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say, hey, famous people celebrating a birthday on today, June 16th. Happy birthday.
Or
suck it.
Suck it.
You never suck it with enthusiasm.
Shit, not anymore.
This is like,
sorry, I didn't mean to. Seems so long.
I mean, if it was my birthday and you told me to suck it, I'd be like, okay. It didn't really sound like you wanted me to.
Yeah, if you have to.
Do it like seductively.
Suck it.
Okay.
Oh, there you go. Oh,
sign me up.
Now she sounds like a Dom.
Dirty Dom.
Dirty Dom.
Dirty Dom. Mysterio. All right, this is William Shatner.
Nope, but it is Star Trek.
Damn, Scotty's dead.
Yeah, it's not anybody from the show. It's from the movie.
Oh.
He was Sulu in the new J.J. Abrams Star Trek movies. You may also know him as Rhodey from Harold and Kumar.
Give me the initials.
J.C. J?
It's not Jason Statham.
Statham. Rhodey.
Yeah.
John Cho.
Oh.
I did not know he was in American Pie, too. I forgot about
that. Oh, really?
Yeah. John Cho. Rhodey.
How old is the
dude? I'm going to go 49.
I'll go 45.
John Cho is 53 years
old.
Freaking Sulu, not Zulu. Like some people missaid that character.
What did you say, Zulu?
A lot of people said Zulu.
I thought it was Zulu. It was Sulu?
Sulu. George Takei was Sulu. Oh, my.
You know, I realize now, it's not Mandela effect. It's like some of us pay attention and others don't. I'm one of the ones that's like halfway there on both sides. Like, yeah, I kind of pay attention. But if you grew up in the South, you said whatever your parents said. Sadly.
What's like Louis C.K. said, and I hate to give him credit because he masturbates in front of people when they don't want him to.
Yeah.
But
you should ask permission.
Oh, he said the Boston accent is just people saying words wrong. That's all it is.
Yeah, and then the result of that is also the French in like Louisiana, that area down there, that Creole sound, man. Yeah. If we really are a melting pot. But the pot's full.
The pot's full. This gentleman had a rough weekend. He did not make the cut. He still do his trick bunker shot, though, because he did it on Live Tour the other day.
Give me the initials.
PM.
Phil Mickelson.
It is Lefty's birthday. Though he does everything else in his life right-handed.
Yeah.
He's left-handed because his dad told him, get that right hand out of here. I don't want to look at it, damn it.
What's the illness he has?
He's got one of the arthritis, right?
Yeah.
Either rheumatoid arthritis or psoriatic arthritis.
You think there's ever been someone who endorsed a medicine or whatever and they really didn't need it and were lying?
I mean, look, I don't know what the copper bracelets did for Chi-Chi.
I'm stinking Brett Favre in the copper socks. I'm like, you didn't wear no copper socks.
But the Chi-Chi made it look cool.
As long as Chi-Chi... Well, he also liked sword fighting with golf clubs.
That is true. He gets you.
How old is Chi-Chi Rodriguez, Paige?
Phil
Mickelson.
Oh, that dude. Oh, gosh.
I'm going to pop in with 61.
65.
Phil's 55 years old today. But golfers don't have gimmicks like these. You know, Miguel Angel Jimenez, he's got the big cigar. And like you say, Chi-Chi had the golf club.
Yeah.
Sword.
but some of them, like... You know, like pre Tiger Woods Masters, like what was Fuzzy Zeller's calling card?
Racism, I guess?
No, before that.
Oh.
Like, I mean, like, oh, they didn't always have calling cards. Like, did.
Signing golf balls in red?
Yeah. His autograph's just Fuzz. That's all he writes. I'm like, I took him home. I'm like, look what I got, Mom. And she's like, ooh, did you get a policeman to sign your golf ball?
I didn't do it.
Oh, it never happened.
Good time.
That was a lie. Who's this? Chris Cross?
No, this is NWA. It is.
Dope Man. Dope Man.
So whose birthday is it, though?
A drug dealer's. someone from the Lilly Corporation.
Someone from NWA. And it's not Ice Cube.
O'Shea Jackson Jr.?
No. It's MC Ren's birthday.
Oh, McRen.
Yep. Not like the school Ren.
No, he had no W.
If you're smart, though, if you're a DJ at Ren, you would be MC Ren.
You would.
You'd face legal challenges.
But also, people wouldn't probably get it anymore, and that sucks for the hip-hop legends of yesteryear. Like, I keep up with Rakim. Where is Eric B.? Does anyone know?
Nobody knows.
Probably with Jug in Mexico. I will say...
Jug.
McRen is 60... Ooh, that's funky. 62?
Watch Paige nail it. Nope, neither one of you. 56 years old. Them jokers started young.
What about the DOC? Is he still with us?
Gotta be.
Yeah. I don't know. Second Becky. Third Becky.
No. Principal cast member, though, through both runs of the show.
DOC's alive and well at 57.
Yeah, they're all pretty close
in
age.
Proud to tell you.
Eazy-E no longer with us, though.
Roseanne herself.
No.
Tom.
No. You definitely would have nailed her now. I mean, like the guest, not...
Oh, DJ, Becky, what's the other one's name? The one that was on The View or whatever.
She goes by the name of Aunt Jackie.
Oh.
Lori Metcalf.
Yeah. What? Yeah.
I thought you got Aunt Jackie pretty quick. You were thinking Darlene, weren't you?
I was. I love John Goodman forever, like I do. But like I looked past that show when they took her away from it. I'm like, yo,
I did too.
They should have quit.
But it somehow lasted. Like several seasons.
The entire run of the Connors and the last season of Gemstones, you kind of want to omit from John Goodman's resume.
I'd agree with that. Also, the movie The Babe, if you ever saw that one. Really, really bad. King Ralph, love.
Oh, I love King Ralph. Ferris wheel.
She's going to be like 58.
It's a big one.
50.
70.
No, she's not.
Lori Metcalf is 70 years old. She was an established actress before Roseanne.
Really? Like from what? Any callback to what you know her from?
Not that I can think of, but I'm not good at that. But yeah. I know she was in movies and plays. And
yeah.
Let's go to Roberto Duran. It is his birthday today.
Not part of the 80s rock band page.
Duran.
Yeah. No relations. Roberto Duran.
He quit in the middle of a fight.
Okay. I was trying to remember. He walked away from... it wasn't a pay-per-view.
He was fighting Sugar Ray Leonard.
Damn.
Yeah. Not the band Sugar Ray. Shout out Rodney Shepherd, DJ Homicide, and Mark McGrath.
I'd rather see that than to see Pat Mahomes Sr. fight John Rocker, to be honest with you.
Johnny Rocker?
I think whoever loses gets, they have to stay off X. That's the new rule. Paige, how old is John Rocker? Just kidding.
Roberto Duran.
It's Roberto Duran's birthday. He's 64. I'll help you.
66.
Ooh, 74 years old.
Christ.
Remember, we don't go backwards.
Damn.
Unless it's the weekends. This guy drove OJ to...
Al Cowlings.
It's Al Cowlings. I didn't really know how else to say it. They were high school buddies. They played together at USC as well.
It started off as a simple Uber call, but they would become best friends, and followed by helicopters.
And Jason Simpson goes out of the car first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very interesting.
We know. Al Cowlings, who played for the Colts, I want to say. Colts or Giants.
I can't remember if he made it to the league
or not. Oh, he did, yeah. Or maybe it was the Raiders. I don't know. Al Cowlings, let's go for 75. Oh, let's see, 90s, 30s, 40s. I'm going to go 77.
78 years old, Paige nailed it.
Dad, blame it.
We move on to Joan Van Ark.
Oh, wow.
It says Val Ewing on here. Patrick's cousin.
Well, yeah, she was very minutely on Dallas, but she's more known for Knots Landing.
Have you watched Balloon Knots Landing?
No, is it good?
It is good. Nobody wears clothes, though.
I saw when the second season was called Tie Your Tail in a Knot, and I was like, what is that?
It's very interesting.
They're all naked all the time?
74.
I'm about to familiarize you with that term.
80.
Joan Van Ark's 82 years old. Happy heavenly birthday today.
Is she related to Noah's Van Ark?
Gotta be. Okay. The guy from Kentucky.
Yeah.
He's got the amusement park.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to a rapper that once said, "Rest in peace, young honky. There's a heaven for a G." Tupac would have been 54 years old today. How do you want it? How do you feel coming up? There's growing a honky up, in a casket. You know, living in the fast lane, I'm for real.
That's what the song that was playing that day that I went to Starbucks. And the person at the window they were like sitting there grooving with it. And I was like, I'm turn it down right now. Yep, turn it down. Turn it back up. Turn it down again.
A man who lost so many years and shed so many tears. Hard to believe he would have been 54. And we'll throw this one in there.
Keith Whitley. No.
That's still Tupac.
Oh.
Even though that's nobody liked working with the guy, you never hear a good positive word about him. The Ultimate Warrior would have been 66.
Former guest of the show.
Warrior Helwig. Died the day after his last Raw appearance.
Oh.
Forever.
In Arizona.
By the way, update on the NFL career of Al Cowlings. Fatboy didn't know if he ever made it to the league. He played for the Bills, the Oilers, the Rams, the Seahawks, the Rams again. He went and played the CFL for a year and came back for Page's 49ers, which is probably where they met. Oh, no, the Bills is where they would have met, yeah.
They went to high school together. They've been buddies since high school.
Dude, holy moly. I just saw that. Galileo.
Yeah.
And then they went to USC together. How did that lane? Not the real one.
Paige Galileo High School.
I'll give you $10 cash money if you can tell me what the AC stands for. Paige, don't say air conditioning.
Ask Kiss.
That starts with a K. It'd be AK Hollings. Salings. Callings. Alan Cedric.
I would have known that.
Alan Cedric.
Like Cedric Maxwell, Cornbread.
Like the Entertainer.
Austin Cedric, the Racer.
Did his wife take his last name? Is she Holly the Entertainer?
She took something, but it wasn't his last name.
Uh-oh.
Hey-oh.
Folks, thank you for listening to today's show. We appreciate it. Are you still there? Are you there?
Hello.
Because I know many of you, like Kyle McDaniel, who hates celebrity birthdays, tells us that you tune out before this segment. So we should start saying goodbye to Kyle before we do birthdays.
Well, he can go to hell.
Because he hates that part of the show. It's one of my personal favorites, Kyle. It's because it means I get to go home. They're no longer holding me under duress, and I can go home and just lead a normal life and not have to be funny all the time.
Oh, such stress.
Yeah, it's tough. It really is.
But you brushed up on your Spanish, so that's good.
I did. Thank you. Tu casa o la mía. You'll remember that forever, won't you?
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow is Tuesday, and that's all I'll say about that.
Yeah. Just in case you didn't know.
I mean, that's all I can say. Like, all of our loose... all our loose ends are all been figured out. We've found the whereabouts of Jeremy Clements. He's okay.
Yep, he's good.
God.
Big Blank's back in town.
Yeah. Big Blank is back in town.
Big Buddy, I assume he meant.
I thought he meant wallet.
Big wallet.
Oh, big wallet.
Big
That's
car.
What it is.
Big car.
Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands and God bless America. It is good. No other kind.
The Rise Guys rule.
Every morning.
With Batman.
If you don't smile right now.
Bat Boy.
On how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys morning show.
Bye, baby. Bye.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.